703-7699.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the Thursday, September 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the Tigers swept the Baltimore Orioles, or excuse me, the Kansas City Royals. They're going to be playing Baltimore starting tomorrow. But in Kansas City, the Tigers won three straight games. Meanwhile, Cleveland defeated the Minnesota Twins last night. The Tigers are a half a game out of making it into the playoffs. They would be the third wild card team, barely scraping by getting in for this year's playoff in October. This has been an unbelievable, amazing run that these young kids have pulled off here since August 5th. Best record in baseball, unbelievable pitching. Tarek Skubal got his 17th win, tied for the most wins in the American League. They are just playing unbelievable team baseball. Made a couple little mistakes, but they didn't let it get them down. They hung in there, and they won 4-2. Great game last night. Today they have the day off. They have a series coming up with Baltimore, the Orioles. And this is going to be very interesting, because if they can take two out of three or even come close to sweeping the Orioles, this team will be in the playoffs. They end up finishing the season with three games against the worst team in baseball, the Chicago White Sox. I feel so bad for that team. Unbelievable season, bad season they've had. Worst team in baseball at home. They finish up with them. So if you haven't watched Tiger baseball in a while, you need to check it out. Again, starting tomorrow night, Friday, it's going to be on Apple Plus TV. Then all the remaining games will be on Bally Sports. And again, if you haven't seen them, you need to watch them, because these kids are just, they're not going to give up. They're not going to quit. Doesn't matter if somebody gives up a home run or whatever. Nope. They ignore it. they get back to work, and they overcome it. It's been unbelievable team baseball. Just love watching them right now. And it's all young kids. Again, if you haven't seen them in a while, you won't even recognize the team. These young players they've got up, Kerry Carpenter. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, anyway, we're excited. Vicky and I love our Tiger baseball, and hopefully you can check it out this weekend. Catch the game either tomorrow night or Saturday and Sunday against Baltimore. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about signs. We're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday, the decision by the judge to keep him on the ballot, whether it's going to get appealed or not. But a very interesting thing happened. Vicky got a ballot proof in the mail yesterday with Kennedy's name on it. Her name spelled correctly, of course, for clerk. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Yesterday morning early, between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m., one of the Onaway School Board District 4x8 large signs was stolen in Tower, right on M68. Why do we know it happened between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m.? Well, because the homeowner, the private property owner, who had the yard in his front, is the yard in his, excuse me, the sign in his front yard. Yeah, that's it, Randy. Sign was installed in his front yard with his permission. Why? Because he supports the slate of candidates that are running. Black Pepper is the acronym. Bonyard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. Six concerned citizens, parents who have kids in the Onaway School running together as a slate. Signs were made up. We started putting them out on Sunday. Well, one was stolen on Monday. We got that one returned. We found out it was a teacher at the school. Her husband took the sign. But this one was located next door to a Harris supporter. The neighbor actually confronted the homeowner about the school board sign. They debated back and forth, and basically he said, no, I'm not taking the sign down. Yesterday morning between 1 o'clock and 6 a.m., yesterday morning on M68 in Tower, the sign disappeared. Stakes were left because you can't get those hardly out of the ground, but the sign was taken. If anybody knows or seen the person touching this sign between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. yesterday morning, please give me a call. Why? Because I have filed a police report with the Sheboygan County Sheriff and the Michigan State Police. They are now watching these signs in Onaway, both the Sheriff's Department and the Michigan State Police. Thanks to you guys damaging these signs, stealing these signs, you're going to see a Michigan State Trooper patrolling your community. During the night, throughout the night, anybody out and about in Onaway will be followed probably by the Michigan State Police to see if you're going to try to damage the signs. We are getting reports of Trump signs being stolen, vote Republican signs being vandalized, spray painted, people actually running signs over with their vehicles. I hope you try to run one of those Onaway school board signs down, the 4x8s with the T-post pounded in the ground. You're going to definitely do some damage to your vehicle. But I just want to put you on constructive notice. We will prosecute. If we get your picture, if we get a picture of your vehicle, your license plate, you're going to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And tampering with political signs, it's a felony. We're not talking probation. We're not talking time in the county jail. We're talking prison. So you've been forewarned. Just wanted to put you on constructive notice. Sheriffs will be patrolling. The state troopers will be patrolling. And we will catch you. People, if you see anybody tampering with the signs, take a picture on your cell phone. Text it to me. Tell me what you saw. Tell me where the location was. And I will update my standing police reports that I have with both the Sheriff's Department and the Michigan State Troopers in Gaylord, Michigan. Yesterday, the judge ruled, like we kind of thought she would, that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. name will remain on the Michigan November 5th presidential ballot after a federal judge rejected his effort to remove it. U.S. District Judge Denise Page Hood, who heard oral arguments late Monday, said yesterday that both the state voters and the Natural Law Party will be harmed if Kennedy's request was granted. Her statement said, to allow Kennedy to unilaterally withdraw from the ballot would leave supporters of the Natural Law Party without a candidate on the ballot, in her 18-page order. Allowing plaintiff to leave his nominating party without a candidate will impede the party's ability to qualify for ballot access in future elections, runs afoul to the notion of good faith in securing the nomination of minor parties. Hood sided with the state's arguments that Kennedy's delay in filing his lawsuit was unreasonable and could work to render inefficient the election process by causing the Secretary of State's office and clerk's offices to miss deadlines. However, the judge, a President Bill Clinton appointee, agreed that the Secretary of State may have exceeded the bounds of her office when she certified the candidates' names on September 6, leaving Kennedy's name off, but 3 days later recertified the names, including Kennedy's name, to be on the ballot. Kennedy's attorney, Brandon DeBus, declined to comment on the ruling. DeBus was asked specifically, the court Tuesday to prohibit Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson from including his client's name on the ballot, arguing keeping Kennedy's name on the ballot disenfranchises his supporters and improperly characterizes Kennedy as a candidate. The attorney for Kennedy asked a very simple question. Why would we want to trick voters? Well, the bottom line argument was this. The Assistant Attorney General, Eric Grill, argued it was too late to change the ballots, as 67 of Michigan's 83 counties have already completed the ballot printing process. Reprinting, he argued, would delay the Thursday's deadline to have ballots in the county clerk's hands. That's today, this Thursday. Kennedy's attorney argued Kennedy withdrew from the race in time to get his name off the ballot. He compared it to Democratic President Joe Biden, who withdrew from the presidential race. Well, he countered, Assistant Attorney General Grill did, that Biden withdrew before accepting the Democratic Party's nomination, while Kennedy had already accepted the Natural Law Party's nomination. So, long story short, even though they filed a federal complaint on September 10th after unsuccessful fights in state courts, which ended the day before the Michigan Supreme Court reversed a lower court's holding that Kennedy's name had to be removed, they reversed it. Kennedy, who sought and received the Natural Law Party's presidential nomination, decided on August 23rd to withdraw and endorse former President Donald J. Trump. He tried to remove his name twice with the Bureau of Elections, leading to the court process. So back and forth, no comment from Kennedy's attorney whether they will in fact appeal it to a U.S. appeals court, 6th District. We talked about on the show yesterday. can't find it anywhere that he has filed as of yesterday or yet this morning. So we'll keep watching it. But here's the problem. In yesterday's mail, Vicky received the ballot proof from Cheryl Guy here in Antrim County. Evidently, Antrim must be one of these 16 counties that haven't printed their ballots yet. Because again, Assistant Attorney General Grill said 67 of Michigan's 83 counties have already completed the ballot printing process. He was arguing for them to have to go through the expense and the time would delay it from putting it into the hands of the local county clerks. Well, Vicky just got her proof yesterday from Cheryl Guy here in Antrim County. So evidently, we must be one of the 16 counties that haven't printed our ballots yet. Maybe one of your counties that you're out there listening, maybe your county as well. If you're running for office, you won the August 6th primary, you're on the ballot for November 5th, text me when you got your ballot proof, because Vicky just got hers yesterday. So interesting to see that. Oh, I did get a text back on the Ottawa school board signs. The one out by the UAW in Sheboygan County, they in fact did run it over. Okay, with those stakes pounded in the ground. I wonder if it did any damage to their vehicles. Very, very interesting. Let's see. Let's look at this report real quick. I just got a text. Yes, RFK Jr. will appear on Michigan's ballot. This is going to be after the decision by the judge, followed by prior to the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling. So yeah, we knew that. That occurred back on September 9th. But it was challenged in federal court. Pretty interesting. So we'll see if it goes, if he decides to appeal. But evidently time's running out. The ballots have been printed and they need to go to the local county clerks so they can review them and then send them out to the local township, city, and village clerks for mailing if you've applied for an absentee ballot. But again, if you're a candidate for November 5th, let me know when you got your particular ballot proof and what county you're from. Because again, Vicky just got hers yesterday. How does this affect the vote on November 5th for president? Well, very simply, a lot of people, the Natural Law Party, I should say, in a national election, seeing Kennedy's name on the ballot, they may vote for him. Even though Kennedy has come out and said, don't vote for me, vote for Donald Trump. Kennedy wants his supporters to vote for him. One of the things that we are going to do here, folks, is going to have to make a decision whether or not we're going to get this information out to people. We're going to talk about that after the bottom of the